Salvation prayer. The Holy Spirit draws you to Christ. There is never a wrong time to ask Jesus Christ into our hearts and to save us from our sins. There is never a wrong time to repent and to recommit our lives to Jesus Christ, especially if we may have erred. Jesus Christ loves us. He never treats anyone wrong. Finally, you must know this is a supernatural prayer. It is a special prayer for salvation. Please read it over, and then read it out loud with your voice if you agree. Jesus Christ, I know you are God. I know you came to earth and died for my sins on the cross. I know you gave yourself as the one and only personal blood sacrifice for my sins, for me personally. Thank you, Jesus, for doing this. I know I have done bad things in my life. I have made some wrong decisions. I am a sinner by nature. I renounce all other gods. I renounce Satan. My sins have separated me from you, and I truly am sorry. I repent. I now turn away from my past sinful life, and I receive a new life with you as my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. Please forgive me all my sins I ever committed knowingly or unknowingly. I forgive my enemies. Lord Jesus Christ, come into my heart, all of my heart. I give everything to you, Lord God. Let nothing impure remain. Cleanse me by your blood, I confess that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in you, Lord Jesus. It is written in the Bible that you love me in John 3, 15-16. You have always loved me. You are the resurrection and the life. I know you hear this prayer, Lord God. Thank you for being my God. I love you. I am resurrected with you by the blood of Jesus Christ, by your sovereign grace, and this is the confession of my faith. Father, thank you for the gift of eternal life. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. The Holy Bible is my source of truth. I ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and all spiritual gifts that you have for me, in Jesus Christ's name. I receive it now in Jesus Christ's name. You ransomed me, Lord. Hallelujah. I lose the blessings of Abraham over my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed this and you did mean it, I have good news for you. Jesus means it, too. You are now a believer saved by grace. Angels are celebrating in heaven. You can call yourself a Christian. You have your name written in heaven in the Lamb's Book of Life. Welcome to God's family. Your best days are ahead of you. So many interesting and wonderful things are going to happen to you. You can count on it. It's all right if you are crying. Tears of joy. Make time to pray and read the Bible, the King James Version, because it has God's blessed anointing on it. There is no mistake in King James Version. Get water baptized as a sign of your faith. Tell someone else about your new faith in Christ, and how he saved you. Jesus is so good. He truly does love us. It is the best news ever. Never forget how much God loves you. Luke 4:18 The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Philippians 4:13 I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.